Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope you're ready for something spooky tonight. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Download your favorite scary stories on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. Now, let's get spooky. When I was 9, I was in the foster care system because of my terrible parents. It caused me to be very bitter as an angry child. By some miracle, I was adopted. I don't know what strings were pulled, but I ended up living with a single woman. I always assumed that kids were adopted to couples only, but at least she was way better than my foster care. But my 9-year-old self wasn't aware of that. I was frustrated with life in general around that time. No matter what she tried to do, I wasn't having it. I would just stay inside my room. Keisha, the one who adopted me, appeared lost trying to deal with the child she took in. Her accent was thick at first. I couldn't understand most of what she was trying to tell me. Over time, it got better, and I assumed she took classes to improve. My first Christmas I was in her care, I was feeling extra bitter and in a silent rage. I was taken from my parents on Christmas Eve, so that time of year always brought up bad memories. I was a child, so I couldn't see how much better off I was with Keisha and not with my parents, that neglected me in our house. All I knew back then was I was angry and scared. I did something I have no excuse for. I got in an argument with Keisha. She was asking me what I would want as a present, but I kept refusing to answer her. I didn't want her to spend any money on me. The thought of it made me sick. So, she suggested essentials I would need anyways and started to ask what type of clothing I liked when I finally snapped. I yelled at her for stop trying to act like my mother when she wasn't my real family. The look that came over her face was enough to make me feel guilty. This kind woman took me in and did her best. I was certain she was going to toss me out for my response. Instead, she told me in a small voice that she would keep trying to do better. I hurried off to my room, unable to face what I just did. In the end, I just asked for some plain sweaters for Christmas, but it was very stressed between us. She never knew what to say around me, and the fight haunted my every waking moment. On Christmas Eve, I decided to run away. I couldn't stand being in her house any longer or the looks that she gave me. I was positive that she would kick me out for being so ungrateful anyways. In my mind, I was saving her from having to do it personally. I packed a backpack, gathered my very small amount of money I had stashed away for this purpose, and snuck out of the house into the cold. Winter dumped snow on the town a day before. It was freezing cold and the snow was up to my knees in some places, but I still pressed on. I didn't know where I was going. I just let my body move and it started to head towards my old house. I was bundled up, but still, the biting cold air on my nose causing me to constantly sniffle. It was night, but during the winter time, it's never really dark. It was more orange outside as I trudged along trying to find my way home. At first, when I came across a street, I knew I thought it would be a Christmas miracle. I could get back to my parents from that street. It would take another hour of walking in the cold, though. As I walked, I wondered what they would say when they saw me. Would they be happy? Did they miss me in the slightest? Or would they be so glad that they would stop drinking and come home for once? My small legs walked as fast as they could. I spotted my old street and couldn't stop myself rushing towards the house I grew up in. My hopes slowly started to be extinguished as I came up to my old home. I had only been gone for a year and yet it looked terrible. The front door was boarded up and plastic was over the broken windows. Something happened while I was gone and my parents no longer lived there. By the looks of it, no one lived there anymore. Out of frustration, I picked up a beer bottle that I had spotted poking out of the snow and tossed it at the house as hard as I could. It smashed through one of the remaining windows, causing such a large crash, it made a dog nearby start barking. I got spooked and ran off before I could get caught. I now had no options aside from going back to Keisha's place. Somehow, staying on the streets felt like a better idea compared to seeing the hurt look on her face again. As I was fleeing from my old street, I thought I heard the jingle of bells. I spent more time just getting lost until I found myself in a park. I hoped there was some slides or play equipment around I could take shelter inside. The wind was getting cold and those dang bells sounded as if they were following me. No matter where I went, I heard them faintly on the wind, reminding me that it was so close to Christmas. I wondered what Keisha was doing, if she even noticed my absence yet. I shook my head, trying to banish her from my thoughts. I found some slides thinking they were better than nothing when I thought I heard the bells were closer. It made me pause in the ankle-deep snow to listen. Slowly, I turned around trying to find the source. At the edge of the park was a set of swings in a line. I felt my entire body tense and feel colder than that night's air when I saw what was standing next to those swings. A figure stood, massive and covered in a cloak of dark reddish material lined by dirty fur. I couldn't see the face. At first, I thought I was just seeing things. My mind, so worn out from walking in the cold, was playing tricks on me. The massive thing took a step in my direction and I bolted. And yet somehow, I still heard a voice as if it was right behind me. An icy voice full of malice.
What a bad child you are. Out of your bed on this night, causing people to worry about you.
The voice was all around me as I ran, kicking up snow. Tears came to my eyes as I tried to shake the words from my head. No, I'm not, I sputtered. No one was looking for me. No one cared.
I take the bad children, the ones who misbehave, the ungrateful. Now come along. I shall have some use of you.
I thought I felt something brush against my jacket as I ran. I darted into the trees, hoping they might slow down whatever was after me. This simply couldn't be happening. I wanted to convince myself I was dreaming, that I wasn't in some strange park being chased by something trying to take me away forever. For a brief moment, I wondered what I was still holding on for. I did run away, thinking there was no reason to stay with Keisha. I didn't have an end goal. If this monster was a bit nicer, I may have gone with him if he asked. I kept moving, unable to run any longer. My legs burning, but somehow I was still freezing. I wondered why the creature didn't just scoop me up yet. It was possible that the creature was waiting for me to lose all my strength, so when he did take me, there would be no struggle. It could travel forever in snow. I couldn't. My small body was already starting to wear down. I wondered what that thing was. I'd never seen anything like it before. In the end, I couldn't think of an answer to that question. I found myself in a clearing, feeling nervous of being out in the open. I stood debating on what to do, my puff of breath visible in the chilly air. I only wanted to go home, but didn't know where that was anymore. I heard a crunching of snow behind me and choked on my fear. I scrambled forwards, tripping in the sudden deep snow. In the trees, it was only ankle deep, but in the clearing, it was nearly to my knees. I fell, getting snow in my mouth and choked on it. Sputtering, I came back up to see that monster in arms reach away. It smelled musty and oddly minty at the same time. I couldn't see the face still, but a set of glowing red eyes locked onto mine. From under the tattered fur cloak, it reached out a long, bony, clawed hand. I tried getting away, but I was too weak. I could do nothing to stop this thing from taking me. In that moment, I thought of Keisha's hurt expression again. The beast froze when it heard a noise at the same time I did. the crashing of trees and branches through the forest we just came through. It tried backing away, only to get a few steps from me. Suddenly, another massive form was on it. Something that I at first thought was a dog. A husky, maybe. But I soon realized my mistake. A giant wolf, twice the size of a normal one, latched itself onto the dark, thin arm of the monster trying to rip it off. Blood flew and the wolf growled. Snow started to get kicked around and they became tangled into a fight. One so violent it made me want to shrink down into the cold snow surrounding us. The creature slammed the wolf into the ground a few times and I heard terrible cracking sounds each time. Finally, the wolf let go of the arm but lunged again, jaws snapping. Claws tore at the dark fur, but the wolf did not let up. It was frantic trying to take this creature down. No matter what damage it did to the monster, it healed right away. Even the cuts and rips of the cloak went back to normal. It was in a losing battle, and yet the wolf refused to back down. If the creature wanted to, it could create the other beast. But it was just letting the wolf drain its energy like it did with me. My chest got tight watching the fight and seeing how hard the wolf fought. I was starting to silently sob, the air stinging my wet cheeks. I never should have left the house that night. All of this was my fault and I didn't know what to do. I felt like I needed to do something, but I was up against two massive creatures and wasn't even 10 yet. Standing up, I let myself sob and take a few steps towards the fight. Please stop hurting each other. I know I've been bad. You two don't need the fight because of that. I sobbed towards them. Strangely enough, it worked. They both settled down. The wolf stood off to the side, looking like it was ready to attack again. When the other monster didn't do anything, the wolf came running at me. One second, a massive wolf was coming towards me. The next, Keisha was. Or it sort of looked like Keisha. She still had claws, fur, and a tail, but her face was human enough. She scooped me up in a hug as if I was nearly lost forever, which I think I almost was. I'm sorry I didn't find you sooner. You are so cold. I am such a terrible... She stopped herself from saying parent because she didn't feel like one right then. Mom, I'm sorry. I'll never leave again. I'll never be bad again. Promise. It was the first time I had ever called her mom. After seeing her take on a monster to protect me, I thought she earned that title. And I was no longer worried about her giving up and getting rid of me either. That thing in the cloak took bad children, and she gave it her all to save me. I had known since she took me in that she wasn't human. At first, I thought she was a bit of a nut when she told me, but when she showed me what her other form was, honestly, it didn't bother me so much. She was better than the Fosters after all.
I take bad children with me, however.
The creature was looking over us with glowing red eyes. Keisha hugged me tighter, ready for a fight.
This family understands how important family is. If he forgets this, I shall take him next year.
I relaxed a little. The beast turned, taking a few steps on hoofed feet. Then, it disappeared in a burst of snow. Keisha got us home, but I still became pretty sick from being in the cold for so long. I was bedridden for Christmas that year. But it was one of the best Christmases I had ever had.